I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like to prioritize spooky things. Spooky things. Spooky things. And safe game for you. So Danae, I mean, okay, so we haven't recorded in 2 months. So other than self-care this week, fuck that shit. What has been your last 2 months? What's that been like? Has anything important happened?
Yeah, just some slightly important things. Yeah. I had a baby.
What?
Yeah. The birth was horrible. I won't go into it.
You were a champ. You were a motherfucking champ.
Yeah, I guess. Well, so you guys know, I labored for 48 hours, which I didn't know was
She's
not
a champ.
Normal.
She's a fucking champ.
And then I ended up getting a C-section, which thank God, because like,
yeah, that was
my baby Ronan Forrest. I don't know if I should be saying his name, whatever.
We can edit it out.
It'll be fine.
R. Your baby R.
Whatever. It's fake. I'm not worried about it. It's not going to be like the Lindbergh baby or something. he is massive. He was 8 pounds, 4 ounces.
He's so cute. He's so chunky.
22 inches long.
I love his chunky little legs.
And the diameter of his head was 14 inches.
What?
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, like, you're supposed to dilate to 10 inches and then the 14. Like, he would wreck me. So.
Yeah.
Even though it sucked, I'm glad it all came down to having a C-section. He's the most precious angel baby.
Oh my God, he's so cute. He's so sweet.
He's blonde hair and blue eyes. Well, he's almost like a ginger. He's got like gingery hair.
Yeah, but you guys, like, your dad was blonde as fuck. Your mom had brown hair. But Steven's like brown. And all three of you, I know, that's what's confusing.
I like.
But I'm saying all three of you aren't even like, it's not even like you guys are like, well, maybe brown, maybe it's blonde. Like, you're all blonde as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Toehead. Somebody called Keith that and I said, absolutely not. And he's like, no, it's a thing. I was like, okay, I hate it though.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing. Yeah. I remember like specifically there's one time in the elevator, like
me,
I don't know
I'm
where
talking
we
about
were,
you.
But someone was like, oh my God. Like telling my mom, like, you have a bunch of toe heads or something. And I just remember I was like,
that's
five like or
disrespectful.
And I was like,
sounding.
Rude. Why would you say that our heads look like toes, you bitch? But apparently
you know nothing about me.
I also don't know why it is called that. I've also been called children of the corn.
You know what though? They're just jealous because you could dye your hair any color and you don't have to bleach it beforehand. So
yeah, actually there was one time I was at a salon and this lady was like, I want her hair. I want that color. And the lady was like, that's
no.
Natural. So we
I'm
will
guessing
try
this
our
lady
best.
Had like black hair.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know, but they were just like, we will try our best, but that is her natural hair. Yeah. So yeah. Anyways, my baby's amazing and I love him so much.
I love him so much.
He's
too.
Now only waking up 2 times per night.
That's amazing.
He's 5 weeks old.
Guys, we haven't recorded in 2 months. Like
he eats a lot.
Like it's been crazy.
Yeah.
Like I'm glad we're recording.
He's also now 11 pounds. So
he's a big boy.
His
so
hobbies
chonky.
Are eating and busting out of his swaddle like the Hulk.
Yeah. I've heard the stories.
God breaks out of it. Like, okay.
Okay,
fine.
You do you.
Well, let your arms be free. All right.
Why not?
So what's new with you?
Well, mine's been a little less productive. I did not have a baby. I've been planning the wedding.
Yeah.
I sent out save the dates.
Hell yes.
If you didn't get one, there's a reason. Totally kidding, but I'm actually not.
If you didn't get one, it was on purpose.
It was like I There are some people that I'm like, I need to like
get. It got lost in the mail.
Oh no. It's crazy. It should come.
It's a and they're like, small,
is your wedding tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, it's
intimate so wedding. It's very intimate.
Sorry. Yes. It's in, but that's been planning. I fucked up my knee and I'm healing from it. And
we're both healing.
Yeah, we're both healing.
From very different things, but very still different healing.
Ends of the spectrum, but it's fine. Yeah, no, a lot's happened, but
well, all it's good important things. That we do talk about our self-care.
Yeah. So, what
did you do
for self-care this week? Wow, that was a loaded fucking question. I've been resting a lot because of my knee.
Yeah.
So I've just been taking, you know,
care. Well, you don't want to like overwork it. Yeah. You know, make it worse.
Could you imagine?
Have like a real problem. Yeah.
Thank God, at the age of 34, who knows? But no, honestly, listen to your body.
Yeah.
That was a spitball. Sorry about that.
Okay, Ronan.
It's fine. Me and him have a lot in common. I've just been listening to my body. And my body's like, you need to chill. I'm like, you're right. What?
Fine.
You know better than I do.
Yes.
Mentally, I'm like, no, you don't. And my other parts of my body are like, so actually, true, you though. Do. Yeah. Listen to your body. But one of my besties, Jordan, she is a personal trainer. When I first fucked up my knee, she gave me a 3-week plan. Cause like wedding.
Oh my God. That's well, so smart.
Yes. It's great. But
oh, I thought you meant after you were injured.
This was like a day before.
Okay. She the 3-week plan.
Cause
to
she's
work
like
out.
A certified personal trainer.
To like sweat.
Yeah.
What are they sweating for the
sweating
wedding?
Sweating to the '90s.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Sweat to the ringer. I don't know. But anyways, so she gave me this 3-week plan and she's like, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, crazy. I can't walk. And Jordan was like, ah. So Jordan's going to come like in a little bit when I'm like feeling better. And she's going to like teach me how to run correctly. I did this from jogging, not even running. I'd like to say running. It was jogging.
Jogging. It's apparently a new
I
trend.
Didn't overdo it. That's the sad part. So yeah.
Well, 30s.
So rough. So what did you do for self-care?
For self-care, I literally, like, now more than ever have to carve out time for self-care.
Yeah, 100%.
So I went to a yoga class. This is my second one back.
Thank God. You need to do your yoga.
Yeah, with my mom. And, like, I saw an old teacher that, like, aww. Literally we've known each other for, like, I don't know. Ever. Like, I did teacher training when I was 21. I'm now 33.
I remember your stories of teacher training. It was an adventure.
There's some good times. But, like, she was like, oh my God, you have a baby. And, like, she was like, I remember when you started teaching and you were a baby. And, like, it was just like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. And now I'm having babies. And, like, it's all kind of like full circle because I met Steven doing yoga.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone knows both of us, and they're like, oh, my God, you're, like, having a yoga baby, you know? So, like...
Yeah, and he was really rude when we first met. Yeah. Crazy how things change.
What a dude. But, so, yeah, it was just, like, it was nice to, like, kind of feel like, one, like, I can do a forward fold without a huge belly in the way.
Hey, guys, fun fact, me and Danae have hung out and not recorded, and it's kind of nice sometimes. But, like, we've been, like, straight up, like, hanging out, and then it's, like, not about recording.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of been, like, we're, like... hanging out and
just chilling
and just like
bestie things,
just besting around. Sorry,
besting around. Yeah, so I don't know, it was good.
I had
to tell
a doctor, I was like, I'm going for walks with my bestie, she had a baby, and they're like, oh, she's probably at your speed. I'm like, it's fine, it's great,
it's totally fine, we won't yog.
We won't yog. We might yog, who knows.
No, we're not yogging him.
Not this week.
Don't peer pressure me into yogging. I'm fucking not doing
April 15th, we'll yog.
No.
We'll talk about it. We'll discuss it.
Who knows? Okay. What are you telling me about this week?
Okay. So, disclaimer. Danae and I like to cover stories that aren't as covered. I'm sure, like, you're listening, like, well, I've heard some pretty fucking popular stories. Yes, we know. We like to talk about true crime. We're going to talk about popular stuff. This is one that I thought was, like, up there in popularity. And I was like, and I even probably at one point was like, we're never going to cover that.
Oh.
But I'll explain. I'm just saying this. Change your mind? Well, I'll change my mind, but I'll explain to you the end why I decided to cover this one.
Okay.
And it's with anger I cover this one. I am covering the murder of Travis Alexander.
The fuck is that?
Oh. You just
mumbled. Should I know this as a true crime
person? You'll know when I start telling it. You're okay. Like, oh shit. Okay.
Okay, Travis Alexander.
Yes.
I didn't mean to be rude by being like, who
no.
the fuck is that?
No, not at all. That's why I'm doing this. Because I know you're going to be like, what? Because it's something, it's important to cover the who the victim is.
Absolutely.
You'll get where I'm going with this. Like, immediately okay. when I explain the second part of the story, you're like, oh shit, yes, this is a very popular. And I'll explain to you why I'm covering it at the end, because then it kind of spoils it. You know, we okay, like to we sure. like to keep some things. I mean, granted, they'll like read the title of who it is. But okay.
Anyways.
So Travis Victor Alexander was born July 28th, 1977. And he was born in Riverside, California, to Gary David Alexander and Pamela Elizabeth Morgan Alexander. And it's not like he's, you know, it's not like those names. His parents were not great. Oh. His mom and dad were addicted to meth.
Oh.
Horribly. And he was like one of the, I don't know if he was older or younger. It was just said like he had a really rough upbringing. Like really rough upbringing.
Was he an only child?
No.
Okay.
So he had 6 to 8 siblings.
Oh my God.
And he like had explained like at times they had to like find food, yeah. you know, and they're kids and you should never have to figure out your foods. So
aww.
Yeah. And he had a story where his mom fell asleep for like 4 days.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Because his meth binges are ridiculous. And at the age of 8 years old, one of my nibblings, if you will, niece or nephew, you know me, I don't yeah. like to explain which one, is 8. I can't imagine them going through this. But he moved in with his paternal grandparents, that's his dad's side.
Yeah.
And his dad ended up dying July
1997. Oh, no.
From hearing what's, like, his life, though, like, it's not, like, that shocking. Because, like, his parents were doing meth pretty binges excessive and stuff. Drug yeah. use. And it wasn't ever really something that, like, affected him that much.
Oh.
But, yeah. After his father's death, his 7 siblings were also taken in by the paternal grandmother.
Oh, my God.
And it's not referred to as Mormons now. I'm going to use Latter-day Saints and I'm going to use Mormon. I'm going to okay. use both okay. interchangeably.
Sure.
I understand it's not as... People are like, don't use Mormon, but sorry, oh, really? That's...
Is yeah, Mormon not okay mm-hmm, anymore?
It's Latter-day Saints.
Oh,
but
why?
In some contexts, it doesn't sound right. It's like the... But I don't know. Huh. That's just something I've heard.
Oh,
if
okay.
You know what? If you are part of this religious group, please let us know if it's still
what's
like
the deal. Why is it yeah, not like PC it, to say Mormon?
Yeah, is it acceptable? Because we want to be like that's. I actually think Mormons are a great community, and I think they're super supportive.
They're like the nicest people.
So nice. So if you are actually, yeah, if you're a Mormon and you're listening, like, let us know, because I've heard it's not okay. But if it's okay, like, we want to, you know, be more informed.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Anyways, so I might refer to them interchangeably because...
So is that why they had, like, 7 kids? Was that, like, kind of part of it?
The parents were not Mormon. Oh. The grandparents were.
Oh, the grandparents were. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think that's something important, too, because a lot of the... Yes, a lot of the time, like, Mormon families...
Wait, Latter-day Saints is what we're saying?
Latter-day Saints or Mormons. I'm going to use them interchangeably because okay. I've, like, heard different things. So, you know. But, yeah, usually they have a lot of kids. But, like, at this point, like, with his parents, it wasn't as important
that
to them.
Wasn't their yeah. main goal
yeah but okay, when he moved with it. His grandparents, and that's something kind of not super important, but it's just something like when he moved with his grandparents,
well, I'm sure they raised him
yeah
with those ideologies of the Latter-day Saints,
yeah, and he just it religion was really important to him, yeah. And he mentioned that basically this saved his life and he was really into his faith and he was just like, I want to marry someone who's Mormon. Like, it was really important to him.
Okay.
And he told a friend, like, prior to joining that church, he would frequently engage in fights. And I'm sure he's angry. I mean, he was going through a lot. And, yeah, took it super seriously.
So he straightened himself out.
Yeah, basically.
After living with the grandparents.
Yes. So it was a good change, if you ask me. Yeah. So, he actually ended up going on a mission. Do you, like, are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so if people that aren't familiar with that is people in that faith, they go on a mission for 2 years after they graduate high school before they start school. Yeah. And basically it's just to spread the word. Some people go to different countries. Some people like stay in the United States. I remember I was at my apartment one day and I was like waiting for one of my friends to come over. And I like went to the door thinking she was at the door and they were like, ah, do you want to talk about religion? And I was like,
do you want to talk about Jesus? Like, no.
And there, I was like, no. And I had to like kind of fight them off because I'm like, I'm not religious.
They're so nice too.
They were so sweet. So I wasn't going to be an asshole.
And
they're
like kids.
And they were like, yeah, I totally was super nice. But I was like, yeah, just like,
I remember,
not
like,
really my thing.
Like, there were Latter-day Saints that grew up in the house across the street from us, like in our childhood home.
Yeah, in Colorado,
and they,
there's
like,
a lot.
Yeah, they went on missions too. And like, but I believe you don't get to choose where you go. It's like kind of like they just like
pick
a place.
I think you get more say now, but yes, it's more or less.
Go.
Yeah.
So like some people like lucked out and got to go to like, you know, South America. And then some people were like, bummer, you have to go to Nebraska, you know, like
one of my friends I worked with, her son went to South America and he loved it at first. He was so ready to get home though.
I'm sure
she would send him care packages, like he just wanted like instant mashed potatoes and
well
stuff
and
like
it's
that.
Not like it's like a
and
vacation.
I had a huge
you
crush
know,
on him
like
in high school and she loved it.
They're like hitting the streets every day, yeah. Like on their little bikes, like I remember mm-hmm. them specifically like on their bikes with the white
wearing
shirts,
their suits
with
yes.
the little tie, and they would just like come to your door and be like, do you have time to talk about, like, Jesus?
I don't. I am busy.
Actually, no.
Do you want to talk about true crime? And they're like,
do you need
no.
a snack? I'll give
they
you
asked
a
me
snack.
If I had any chores for them. And I said, thank you so much. I was like, I'm okay.
Any chores?
Isn't that cute?
How precious.
Yeah, I said, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Do you think people take them up on that?
Yeah, I've heard people, like, their parents were like, yeah, you can help me in the garden. We'll talk about Jesus later. So.
Shit. Okay. Yeah. I mean, they really just want to, like, spread the message.
Mormons, we support you. We want to know more about it. Just let us know. Like, you guys are so nice.
Well,
anyways,
I wouldn't go as far to say support.
We support what you're doing. It's
I respect
not for
you.
Us. It's not for us.
I respect you. I see
we respect
you. I
you.
Respect you. Do you.
Let us know if you don't like Latter-day, like, what, anyways, we just, let us be informed.
A lot of my knowledge is from watching Salt Lake City Housewives.
See, I don't even have that knowledge. I just,
oh my god, you need to watch it. It's
I dated
so
a Mormon and he made my life a living hell. So.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, I didn't know that little factoid.
We got a restraining order. Anyways.
Oh, restraining order guy. I thought you meant like the one that you were engaged to. And I was like, what? Okay.
Fun fact
okay,
is, I was okay. engaged to a psychopath who lived in South Dakota, and that is why. I should tell people that. That is why when I talk shit about the Midwest and South Dakota, it is because of that man. And if he listens, fuck off. Please stop listening. I hate you. But that is why I talk shit about South Dakota. Fun fact.
Here's a
message. I was like, maybe I should mention why I talk shit about South Dakota. Anyways.
Okay. Anyways. Moving
okay.
On.
Sorry. Tangent. But yeah, he went on a mission. Da, 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 da.
I'm sorry, did you say where his mission was yet?
It doesn't explain, it just says like okay. it more or less it's like it was important to him enough that he went on a mission, but
sure.
it doesn't like explain where he went.
Okay.
But after he was done with his mission, he moved to Mesa, Arizona. I'm assuming he kind of was in that area and he liked it, what he saw, and he was just like, let me move to Mesa, Arizona, because he was born in Sedona, California. So it wasn't like, it's not super far areas from each other. So okay.
Wait, there's a Sedona, California, too?
Mm-hmm. Oh. There's something. I don't know.
And there's a Sedona, Arizona.
Riverside. Oh, my God. Guys, Rosé.
Wait, what?
It was Riverside. It was not Sedona. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Okay, got it.
There's a lot of different cities in this that are, like, very
you know
deserty.
What? It's been a long time since you recorded, so
I don't know
shut
what's going on.
Up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, everyone. So he was a salesman for prepaid legal services.
What does that mean?
Danae, it's an MLM. And that's all I'm going to say about that. It's an MLM. It's
how...
He did well in it. He did well in it.
Okay. Well, you know what? He probably got his feet wet by like going door to door. You got to be ballsy to go door to door.
Absolutely. And it's called Legal Shield now.
And then you have to... Wait, really?
Yeah, it's called Legal Shield. It's still an MLM.
Oh.
I think. I don't know if it's still like an MLM like it was, but he like was one of the salespeople, and he actually ended up doing, and you know, like in Latter-day Saints communities, a lot of people do MLMs because it is a huge community. And you can get people, yeah, and like the point of MLMs isn't necessarily selling the products. It's selling just
getting people.
It's getting people to work with you to also sell the products. Well,
and he like had his like precursor because one, you're going door to door. Two, you kind of have to like have your like icebreaker, right? Like you're essentially cold calling, but like in real life.
Yeah. But he had like such a good community. Why wouldn't you use that community?
Yeah. And then get the people to warm up to you so that they talk to you about your religion / your MLM and you're in.
Yeah. Everyone,
you gotta be likable.
I was about to say everyone wins. Not everyone wins.
Not the people at the bottom.
Yeah. People at the bottom of the totem pole. It's a pyramid scheme. Fun fact. They do not win. Anyways. So the one he worked for, he kind of became a motivational speaker.
Good for him.
Why shouldn't he be? He went from like this shitty childhood and he like,
overcame
it with, you know, like not only religion and everything. So it's just like he was like one of the motivational speakers. Why shouldn't he be?
Yeah.
Makes sense. He sounds like he should be.
Totally.
And he's good at talking to people. So if you've ever seen the Lifetime movie, okay, I say favorite Lifetime movie. This is actually, let the record show, this is actually my favorite Lifetime movie. It's called Dirty Little Secret.
Never heard of it.
I'm not going to say the full title. It's called Dirty Little Secret. But when you watch that movie, the beginning of the movie shows him and somebody else at one of his motivational like speeches and stuff like that.
Oh.
So
people were like clearly influenced by him.
Yeah, and people were influenced by him. And like just the way he speaks, it's just you're like, oh, okay. Like he was very well liked by his community. He was well liked just by people in general.
Sure.
But you can't be a motivational speaker and not be liked.
Yeah.
And people were like, he was kind of a flirt, which, okay.
Was he hot?
I think he was good looking.
Okay.
I wasn't like, but you know me, I like towheads,
well,
I guess.
He wasn't an uggo.
He was definitely not an uggo.
Okay.
Probably not really my
time. It helps when people are good looking and they're selling you something, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
But I
definitely
think that's like a psychological
thing. I think this is why this case is very publicized. Like, you're about to be like, oh, I know this story. But that's because, like, the people involved in this are very good looking. Anyways, he was just kind of the usual unfortunate victim. He was good looking. People liked him. He lit up a room, you know, all that.
He lit up a room.
So, also, to go on to his success, he's very successful in this MLM, which is not common, for the record.
Well, yeah, you have to be, like, a really
You have
hard,
to get in
like,
at the beginning. You have to be a good sell. Like, you have to be.
You got
to
be a go-getter.
Yeah, and he's 29, singles, and he was able to buy his own beautiful home in Mesa, Arizona. It's beautiful. This house is beautiful.
Shit, and so, I'm sorry, he was born in, like, the 70s, you said?
77.
Mm-hmm. So now, this is, like, the 90s now that he's, like.
29, that would be, like, 2000 something.
Okay.
Right. So, 2006-ish? 2004, the story takes place over like 2004 to 2008. So somewhere in that vicinity, he was able to buy a house at 29
probably
years old
before 2008.
By himself. And it was like a full ass home with like a nice backyard and everything.
Okay.
But he ended up having two roommates, which why wouldn't you if you're a single guy? Like rent out some rooms. Yeah.
Help pay your mortgage.
So we're going to go into another person that plays a role. I just kind of want to give you a background of him and all that, where he's at.
This is Travis.
Yes, that's Travis Alexander. So we're going to get into another person in the story that you will be like, oh, I fucking know this story. Because you will know the story.
Oh, God. I'm nervous now.
So there's this lady named Jodi Arias.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And she was born in 1980, and she was born in Salinas,
Dirty
California.
Little Secret. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I'll get to why I'm telling this story.
Okay.
You know what, Danae?
Although I don't know all the details of this story.
You never cease to amaze me. I know.
These are amazing, like, you know, headliner names. However, I don't know the
nitty
gritty
of this
story.
I'm going to be telling you the story like we're gossiping about a friend or something. But keep with me because shit's crazy.
Dude, she's,
So there was nothing notable about her childhood. And I'm sorry I'm laughing because this is so fucking stupid. But she was like growing weed at 13, and she was growing out on like the family roof, And they were like,
well, California.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, and this is when it was illegal as fuck. Sure. And she's 13. And her parents were like,
damn, 13.
And she was growing it like on the roof because it's in California, getting the sun, all that stuff.
Sure, sure, sure.
And they like search her room and she's like, I felt so betrayed by my parents. Oh, I'm going to use this voice a lot because there's some stories.
Calm down.
But she's like, I just felt so betrayed by my parents because they don't trust me. It's like, bitch, you are growing weed.
You also gave them a reason not to trust you.
Yeah.
So just saying.
And even her parents would just be like, Jody would be fine and just normal talking. And then she'd fly off the handle. And then she'd be normal, talking, fly off the handle. Okay. So she said...
Two questions.
Mm-hmm. Was she diagnosed bipolar disorder? Not sure.
Okay.
But
that wasn't one of my questions. What is her sign? Do we know? And two, was she an only child?
I did have the date. I just know it was in the 80s, but I don't know if it was a fire sign or...
Can I look it up?
Yes, you can look it up. I don't know if it's a Gemini or something.
Yeah, what's your guess?
I'm going to say Gemini.
Gemini? Okay, I'm going to say like a Leo.
I think you were not saying Scorpio.
Oh my God, I love Scorpios.
I love Cancers.
Thank you.
With a plural on that, because
Jody, is she had a Julia?
Jody and Aries.
Aries, star sign.
We are the figure.
Let's see. What? Oh!
She's Scorpio.
Oh, wow.
What is she?
Kim.
No. She's a Scorpio?
No.
What is she?
She's a fucking Cancer.
No, she's not.
July 9th.
Oh, I hate it.
How is she a Cancer?
She's not sensitive. I can tell you that much.
I'm surprised.
The triad is Yumi and Aspen are all water signs, so that's where I go from. That's... All right, well.
Wow. Okay. Usually Cancers aren't murderers.
Yeah, but you're usually the calm one.
But she does have a Gemini.
Rising or something.
Moon.
Oh, yeah, so, well, there you go.
There we go.
There you go, Geminis. Dad, I love you. But you're a Ruger and Dad, I love you. You're Gemini.
We can make exceptions.
It's fine. You know? Those two have exceptions. Anyways.
Okay, sorry.
So, essentially, they were just, she'd fly off the handle, be fine, fly off the handle, be fine. And they were just like, okay, she was not diagnosed knowingly with bipolar disorder, but they did see tendencies where that would be understandable.
Okay, and probably like at that time too, like that wasn't really like people didn't really talk
it wasn't something and especially diagnose children. Mental illnesses too. So like what I'm saying is like Danae and I are not doctors, we don't know. But just kind of like the dad in an interview was kind of like, well, she had the signs, so but again, not sure she was diagnosed.
All they, like, diagnosed people with, like, children with in, like, the 90s and 2000s was, like, ADD.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're like, should you be on Ritalin? You get Ritalin.
You get Ritalin. Everybody gets Ritalin. Yeah, pretty much.
Like, we were all on Ritalin.
And it was not a good one.
Wait, were you on Ritalin?
No, I was not.
Oh, I was on Ritalin.
I know. You've told me before. No, I was on headgear and back brace.
Oh, I did have headgear, but only at night.
Okay, anyways, I had it at night too, though. I never had to wear it at school, the back brace. Can
you fucking imagine the trauma?
Oh my God, no. I would have like been like, hey, maybe homeschool's a good idea. I was already weird enough. I didn't need to add it. Anyways. Seriously.
Okay, sorry.
So during her childhood, she just kind of had a hard time finding her place and finding a group, which that to me is so normal. I think as a kid.
Was that not everyone's childhood?
Absolutely. It was like hard. She just didn't have a place. So that's like a little bit like I'm like,
no, I feel that
100%
same
that
sister.
Yeah. And as a side note, and this isn't like crazy important, but it's a little bit important, just to kind of keep like in the back of your mind, in your back pocket, she was in high school, she got a camera and she was really into photography.
Sure.
And from her pictures, she seems like she actually did a pretty good job with photography.
She's like artistic.
Yeah. And she just kind of had a like, and you know, like when they in the Lifetime movie that I, oh my God, I cherish it. Can we please watch it? Like, I'm dead serious. Like, we'll watch it.
Yeah.
Because she does a strip tease. I'll show you after.
Oh,
it's,
God, that's embarrassing.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. But it's like,
oh,
You need to see it. The girl who played her, the one thing, sorry, I'm going to just put this out there. The one thing that did bug me about the girl, because the girl who played her was beautiful. Like, I'm sure the girl who played her was lovely, but she kind of almost made her a manic pixie dream girl a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because the girl who plays her just as a human is so lovely.
Sure.
And like pretty and everything. A little bit, it was like manic pixie dream girl. And I'm kind of like, oh, I don't love that.
Tell the boomers what that means.
Manic pixie dream girl is like this girl who's like, oh my God, I'm not so like quirky. Other girls. I'm so quirky. I have crazy things. Like,
do you want to sing in the rain?
Do you guys want to go watch a football game? Because I'm into that. Like, I feel like it's the pick me girls pick me. Too. Yeah.
Definitely like a pick
me. Also another thing are the girls who like.
Disguised as a not pick me.
Yeah. But it's just like manic pixie dream girls are like the ones who are like, I'm different and quirky, basically.
They like have deep conversations about like. You know,
I love her, like, but Zooey Deschanel plays her a lot in movies, but I love her so much. So like, I'm like, not even
500 Days of Summer.
Have you seen New Girl?
New Girl for sure.
I did watch 500 Days of Summer because I heard he was toxic, and I agree that he was toxic.
Okay, I love that movie so hard.
It's so good.
I showed it to my ex to be like, see, like, maybe we like just don't need to be together.
Maybe I'm your 500 Days of Summer.
Maybe we should break up.
I wish I was smarter about my breakups. God.
He was like, are you trying to tell me something? I was like, what?
No, I just
love this movie.
I love you in this movie and the message it portrays. Anyways.
Sorry,
the side tangents. I'm loving them though. Because this story gets crazy. Dude, this is a crazy one. It is like I am gossiping about our friend crazy stuff, but you need to know these stories because it's like,
love me some gossip.
Yes, because I think Travis Alexander didn't have a serious girlfriend, and I think that's why he let a lot of stuff slide.
I'm just picturing the picture of
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm. She's very pretty. I'm not even gonna like sit here and act like she wasn't.
Oh, no.
But I think people overdid it and they're like, God, she was the hottest woman alive. And I'm like, all right. First off, not important. Second off,
Ted Bundy thing where people are like, he's so handsome. And I'm like,
he was okay.
That guy?
He was okay. He wasn't like,
eyebrows over here? Are you kidding me?
No. Eyebrows, let me tell you. Anyways, so fast forward. And I just have to kind of tell you like a little bit about a background. Okay. So fast forward to 2004, she moved in with a boyfriend to Palm Desert, California. And she started becoming a salesperson for PPL, which was the same company that Travis Alexander worked for. It was the MLM.
Wait, why is it called PPL now?
Prepaid Legal Services.
Oh. God.
It is now Legal Shield.
I was thinking Legal Shield.
I did the research. It was formerly, the company formerly known as Prepaid Legal. Anyways.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
sorry,
I'm it's stupid. The same. Stop it. No, you're not. So it was the same company that Travis worked for, but Jody was like living in a house with her boyfriend at the time.
Love
so
triangle.
It wasn't like she was like starting her new life and like moving out and like, well, not really a love triangle. So,
okay.
But so it was just kind of like she was living with that guy for a little bit and he just didn't want to get married. He didn't want to, he had previously been married.
Didn't commit.
Yeah. Excuse me. That was, I'm dying. It's fine. So anyways, he had been married previously and he didn't really want to be married before. He was like double her age.
Okay. He was like, been there, done that.
It wasn't going anywhere.
Sure.
Especially because she was young and it's totally understandable.
She's like in her 20s mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah.
So like she wants to like, you know.
Yeah.
Spread. Who wants to be in a relationship that's not like
compatible with what you want?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So fast forward to 2006, you know, like when you're with somebody for 5 years and you bug them for 2 years to like, you know, like
stop dragging their feet and get her a Tiffany ring.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I'm so glad I'm not in that boat anymore. Anyway, so fast forward to 2006. If you've seen the Dirty Little Secret movie, this is kind of when the movie like cuts in. And the movie got a lot of details incorrect, but it's a very enjoyable movie.
Well, you gotta like dramatize some shit.
Absolutely. Especially this is based on a true story. And I'm like, yeah. And I love my Lifetime movies. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Anyways. But yeah, so this is kind of like when the movie cuts in. So this was like a part I really knew. So the real story is all the people for PPL had an all-expenses-paid vacation to Las Vegas.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Shocking for an MLM. Yes.
Okay.
So they could all meet, all talk, get to know each other.
Network.
Yeah, network. And so Jody's there with a bunch of other people, and Travis is also there with a bunch of other people as well, and working for the same company, and they're, yep, all this expense is paid. And these, so they go to the five-star restaurant of Rainforest Cafe.
Dude, I loved Rainforest Cafe.
I love Rainforest Cafe. But
what a
I,
vibe.
I just, what,
can we have some Rainforest
Cafe? Can
cafes?
We bring that back? It used to be at Cherry Creek Mall. They closed mid, it out.
But like
the animatronics were top notch.
Amazing. And they just had like the soundtrack of birds being like.
And like then like every sounds. So often the silverback gorillas were like fighting.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm sorry, I just had to say it was five star because I think like, I'm so funny.
Anymore. That was
because everyone fucking sucks.
God.
Now. Bring back Rainforest
we
Cafe.
We want Rainforest Cafe.
Let's go to
when
Vegas.
We want
we'll
it.
Go.
Now.
Immediately. We'll go. If you said, hey, let's go to Rainforest Cafe, I'd be I'm like, in. Fuck this recording. We're going.
We're going.
Anyway, so they meet at this really fancy restaurant called the Rainforest Cafe.
Fell in love.
And immediately he is taken aback by her beauty. And she's taken back by his because they're two good-looking people. It's so romantic.
Yeah, sometimes two good-looking people see each other and they fall
like,
in love in
and
a
like,
Rainforest
okay.
Cafe.
And people around them were even like, oh, they had an immediate connection.
They were like, whoa, the chemistry here is
the chemistry
palpable.
Is off the charts.
Fireworks. Pew, pew, pew.
But like in my notes, I'm like, let's be honest, both of them are very attractive people, so it's not shocking at all.
Sure. And they're in their 20s, so
yeah.
Like,
so,
you know,
yeah. Hormones.
Let's do it.
So they sat together at this dinner and they got to know each other. And a lot of people were really excited for Travis when he was talking to this girl because he was this good guy. He was like,
he deserves
single.
The world.
Yeah. He was trying to like figure his life out. He had this nice house. Like
he needed a wife.
They were cheering him on. Yeah. The only thing was missing was that person in the kitchen. I'm
aww,
just kidding.
The barefoot pregnant lady in the kitchen. That could be Jody.
Yeah.
She'd probably look good pregnant.
Yeah. She looked good in general, unfortunately. Yeah. So anyways, so people were just really excited for him because they're like, oh my gosh, he's been like looking for a wife. Yeah, this could be the one.
In love.
Yeah. So in love. But she was beautiful. She seemed really driven, which was really important. And I think everyone out there, you need to find driven people. It's very important.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, and also he was very driven. So
yeah.
He kind of needed someone to be like.
Well, yeah. And he was higher
up
in the company. Yeah. So he needed someone that kind
of
like had that same like want for like success and everything.
It could challenge him
too. And they stayed up till like 3 to 5 in the morning talking.
In love.
Just like enjoying each other. And the next day. And in the movie, they kind of make it seem like he's sort of interested in her, but not that interested. And the next day, he was telling people, he's like, I found my wife. The only problem is she is not LDS.
Oh, I thought. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's like, she's a heathen. We need to
change that.
I'm just kidding.
Well, you're not wrong.
But like sometimes people do that when they like get married. They're like, you need to also be the same religion.
Oh yeah. Hi.
Which I
kind of
think is important. Like
I do think if your religion is important to you.
Yeah.
And
you should be on the same page.
Yeah. And I think
your religion and political beliefs should probably be on the same page as your husband.
Yeah. Oh, I so agree.
Because like otherwise problems.
Shit's going to get weird. So the convention ends. They go back to their respective homes. Travis goes to Arizona. Jody goes back to California. And keep in mind, Jody at this point was also living with, like, this guy.
The other boyfriend.
But he didn't want to commit to her. So, honestly, I'm on her.
She's, like 1 foot out the door.
She's crazy, but I don't blame her for, like, being like, you know what? You're not going to commit. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
No. Like, as a woman,
she's
like,
a fucking crazy person,
leave
but, like...
that guy.
Yeah.
He's not committing. And also, like, if you find something better... And someone who, like, is going to offer you the things that you want.
Life is too short to settle for shitty things that you don't want. Anyway, so she stays in communication with Travis.
Okay.
And Travis had a plan to convert Jody.
Oh.
Because it was important to
him. Wait, did he, like, talk to her about her? Or it was, like,
we'll get into
thing.
It. We'll get into it.
He's like, we're going to convert her secretly.
So he would send missionaries over to.
No.
To talk to her.
Travis.
All the time. He got her the Book of Mormon. And he would, like, sneak in Bible verses when they would be talking on the phone.
Ew. I mean...
anything romantic. To convince her to change her religion.
Did they
but
see the play?
But Jody said she was kind of thinking about it because
she considered it
because he was like before he even talked to her because PPL was full of a lot of like people of the Latter Day Saints.
I don't know why I was thinking that, but right, like they're mm-hmm. kind of like
yeah, a lot of the people she worked with were Latter Day Saints. Okay. So it wasn't like it wasn't something that entered her head. And she thought that it was like a good community. So that's where I'm like, yes, I know what you're thinking, toxic, but like also,
but
like,
also it was like mm-hmm. kind of part of like mm-hmm. maybe the natural.
Yeah, she told him like maybe she was thinking about it, and So 2 months later, after they had kind of been talking, she decided to convert to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And Alexander was actually the one who baptized her on November 26, 2006 in a ceremony in Southern California.
Just anyone can baptize anyone?
Well, I think he was, I think he probably did.
Church things.
And I'm not sure. And I was kind of wondering the same thing, but it just kind of sounded like he had been very involved in the church to the point where maybe he did have the ability to baptize
people.
How
romantic.
I'm going to start a religion. I will baptize you.
Dude, one time I went I had a friend who was like married very young. And before they got married, like her husband was like, you need to like, you know, be part of my religion. And, like, it was, of course, her choice. But, yeah. Like, she got baptized and, like, it was, like, no one showed up for the baptism except for me. Like, not even, like, her mom.
That was really nice of you, though.
And I was like, that was really sweet. But,
I'm
like,
proud of you
but looking back, it was, like, her mom was, like, red flags. Like, because it was, like, she knew it was, like, so against, like, what
But it's really
wanted.
Nice that you were still there for her. Like, even if they're making a bad decision, it's good to, be like, still support somebody because they probably need it more. Than
they
ever.
Did get a divorce.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you were there for the baptism. So after she converted, Travis felt more willing to actually like make her like his official girlfriend. Because.
Okay. They weren't there yet.
The
titles weren't there.
And you know, in all fairness, he made it very clear. It sounds like.
Like what he wanted.
That what he wanted.
And she was on board.
Yeah. And yeah.
And it was her choice. Regardless.
Yeah, and it was her choice, and that's what's like really important too. And you know, they kind of started dating long distance. According to the Lifetime movie, the distance between them was 4 to 5 hours, and I'm not sure what the actual distance was, but this Lifetime movie, my favorite Lifetime movie of all time, I will not sway my position on this because I think I lied and said Tall Hot Blonde was my favorite Lifetime movie. It's not. That was
what's
a
your
lie.
Second favorite.
It's, yeah.
Okay.
I lied. I'm sorry.
Is that actually 4 to 5 hours?
I think that's what like the drive time is.
That's
it
a
it
long
sounds
time.
Because it's it, it. Yes, but like I don't know. Keith and I say that Keith and I lived an hour from each other, and we would like.
And
I
that's would, still hard. Was, like living an hour is hard,
well, especially when we first started dating.
Yeah,
it was
when it's
hard.
Like brand new.
But we may not work out.
I mean, you're gonna get married, so.
I mean.
Love but yeah. Yeah, 4 to 5 hours, like you that's, really that's a commitment to be like yeah. Okay, like I mean an hour is kind of a commitment. It's like okay, well this yeah. is gonna be like an all-day thing, but 4 to 5 hours, like you got to make that almost like a full
well you have
trip,
to have
you know?
Good communication, like that's the biggest thing in like
and
long
also,
distance
like,
communication
yeah long distance, like you have to be talking on the phone pretty much like all the time or
yeah.
texting or in some kind of communication or it won't work.
So they would drive, but what they also bought, there was this book called 1,000 Places to See Before You Die.
Aww.
And they kind of used that as a guide, and they would like meet places because it was just.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it was almost easier to just
well,
do
and
that.
Then it's like places. We're not going to your place versus mine. It's like we're mm-hmm. meeting in a new place.
And they mostly, yeah, would meet at each other's places, but sometimes they'd be like, you know.
That's
and
exciting,
it, and it
though.
Doesn't mention like any of the places they
that
went.
That keeps
like,
the spark.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like that could get boring. Like. I don't know, like Steven and I like do not really like text or call.
Yeah.
So I couldn't imagine like, you know, like there's certain people where it's like, yeah, we can have conversations and like be long distance like that. But
well, during the work day, like I could be like punched in the face and like unconscious and Keith would still not answer. So I've like put him and my mom down as my emergency contacts because it was like they could be calling him and he'd just be like, I just found this right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, Steven like, literally never answers my phone calls.
Yeah, never during the day. You're like, okay. So
forever.
The biggest part of this case was people talking about, you know, like how hot, steamy, sex they had, and it was like all about.
Wait, did they though?
Yeah, that was a big part of it. Was that these two like were boning like bunnies?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I guess so, it's different as like a man in Latter-day Saints.
Yeah. Well,
versus a woman.
Getting to that right.
But then she's
going to
convert. And
but you're
not
supposed to. You're not. So you're supposed to. It's like one of those things.
Like mm-hmm. the chastity belt and soaking is like it's a Mormon thing.
I
specifically,
but they were not soaking. They were just
full on. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a soaking
they
partner.
They didn't have
the bed beneath them.
They didn't have the income to pay somebody to shake the bed. So, you know,
wait, do you have to pay the person to shake the bed?
Yeah, I've heard that's a thing.
Oh, or it was just like, I always thought it was just like a friend.
I would shake the bed for free. Guys, if you.
You would shake the bed for
this,
free?
I'm adding you in this. If you need someone to shake the bed, Danae and I will shake the bed for free. We'll do it.
I have strong legs. I can lay under the bed and just like shake
I know
it.
You'd be down. Yeah. Danae and I will shake the bed for you for free. You just have to pay for our airfare if you need us to travel. We'll shake your bed for free. We don't care. No, we're doing it. Danae, this
bed
is...
Bed shakers for bed the shakers.
Because we care about you having a healthy sex life.
Is that just, healthy?
Yeah, I think you should just do it. But like, if you're scared,
you
just go
full force. And
you know what? First one's free.
Just
second
the
one,
thrust
just,
yourself.
Yeah,
you
just
know?
Thrust yourself. Everyone wins. So, but he wanted her to be a little bit more hush hush about it. Like he was like, we shouldn't be doing this. And he also affectionately referred to her as his three-hole wonder.
Ew.
Really rude. Really not okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm adding that in because, like, that's a what the fuck.
Can you not?
But, yeah. He
called her that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It doesn't say when he called her that, but I know in the movie it said that, like, his friends are like, I know you call her that. But then, like, in other reports it said that, too. Not, I'm not sure when. I'm not sure, like,
okay,
what.
Well.
But, like, really rude to say.
No. Super really. Misogynistic. Women are not objects. Fuck off.
And she's very nice for letting you have
Jesus
any one of
wouldn't
those.
Approve yeah. of that.
So, whatever you anyways, in. So they're having all this crazy sex, and this was a big part of the case, and you're not supposed to in the Mormon faith. And but Travis referred to her as Kryptonite. He was like addicted to her.
So he's Superman?
Yeah,
sir.
He was addicted to her because she was pretty much letting him do whatever he wanted to do. Which
wait, I thought Kryptonite was like the downfall of Superman.
Yeah, she was his downfall because she was his weakness. Because
of her three holes.
Well, Kryptonite was Superman's weakness and made him weak. So that's what he referred to her as.
Okay.
I hate that I'm so fucking nerdy that I know that. Anyways,
okay,
so.
It seems stupid.
But yeah, they had to be hush hush about it.
Sorry.
But like, a lot of friends were not a fan of Jody. And okay. It's not even like this.
Because she was a whore.
Not even the sex stuff.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. It's because Travis wasn't able to do. He wasn't able to do anything if Jody wasn't there. And like when she was in town, basically she followed him around like a puppy.
Oh no.
She even had a shirt that said Travis Alexander's.
No, she did not.
If I ever had a shirt that said Keith
Sersat,
please.
Gross. I'll punch you in the face.
No, kill me because I've lost it. No,
I'll just punch you and take that off.
Danae, kill me, please.
Oh my god, that's so cringe.
And they like show picture. She is so cringe. Like, I'm telling
what?
You, it's gonna get so much worse.
What?
Like,
are you in high school? Like, are you wearing his Letterman jacket too?
This is the tip of the iceberg.
Dude.
You just wait. You just wait till the stories.
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah, he basically wasn't able to do anything. She'd follow him around like a puppy. So when in the middle of the night, when he would go to the bathroom, she would also go to the bathroom and wait outside the door for him.
Was he like, why?
Aspen does that.
Why would you do that?
Why do you need to do that? Aspen does
shit
like that.
Let him take a dump in peace.
Yeah.
What?
Does Jonesy and Georgia do that? They'll wait for you because they're dogs.
Well,
yeah.
Georgia does. We call her our bathroom buddy because she like needs to be.
Because
with
she's
you.
A dog and that's normal.
Well, that's what dogs do. They like, they protect you while you like go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because that's what like.
But I'm just like, Aspen does that, but Aspen is a
but
dog.
I'm sorry. Like, if I got up every time Steven had to pee in the middle of the night, I would be up all fucking night.
Do you want me to kill you if you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like,
cool.
Why would I do that to hear him tinkle? Like, what? Does she think he's like? Like, why though?
It doesn't make any sense.
Because she just needs to be near him, or
there's
she thinks
a story happening.
She thinks he's like texting someone else. Like, is there like a trust issue?
It gets worse. This is like the tip of the iceberg. Tip of the iceberg. Telling you.
That's so weird.
So Travis's friends tried to tell him that they were really worried about him and the relationship was toxic, which it was.
Yeah.
And at one point, his friends came over and talked to him when she was there, which I'm like, kind of like, why wouldn't you wait till she left?
Yeah,
but
no, wait till
whatever.
She
maybe
she's
they were
gonna
worried.
Be listening.
So they were in his room talking and they were like, how much you want to, like whispering.
They're like whispering.
They're like, okay, so they're whispering.
Jody's,
I'm not going to whisper because it won't, you won't hear it on the mic. But they're like,
to me while I pee.
How much you want to bet she's outside the door? And like without talking,
yes.
They were like whispering to each other. And then they were like, go and open the door. And they open the door and she's just sitting there like.
She's like, hi.
Oh, hi. Yeah.
Oh, what?
And they're like, well, okay. But if I knew two people were talking shit about me, I'm going to be honest with you.
Well,
I would be listening
no,
in
for
on
sure.
that. Yeah.
But I'm confused why they wouldn't like go to a coffee shop and be like, well,
yeah,
I guess
that's
follow.
That's one part that I thought was really weird. And in the movie, I'm sorry, I'm referring to the movie because a lot of the stuff in the movie isn't correct. But what was really weird in the movie is like you see them on their patio and he's like, Jody's cool. It's fine. And they're like, no, we're worried about you. And she's like in the kitchen. She's like, why would they say that? And she like goes outside after they like tell them their concerns.
She's just like smiling
I'm
at
glad
the door.
I got
like,
to say him bye to you. And
oh
I was like,
God.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I don't know why they're talking to him about
when
this
they know
stuff
she's
when she's there,
listen.
But whatever.
Okay.
Like that's besides the point. So yeah, and she was just like sitting there like, hey.
Oh wow.
But I mean,
really
this
creepy.
Is like one of many instances.
Why is she so obsessed with him?
But she's also going through his phone.
Oh,
reading
no.
his conversations with people and
like,
she was going into his email.
What triggered this? Like I'm wondering like
she's
you know,
super
usually,
super duper jealous.
Okay, like usually there's like an incident where someone is like, oh, I've seen what you do when
yeah.
I'm not around, you know, like
yeah. I got horrifically cheated on and I have issues from it, like
sure.
horrifically cheated on. So for me, that's where my issues stem from, but I'm not like,
but where,
Keith, let me go through your messages.
Like,
I trust him.
I don't understand
him.
Why she's like, what it, made her distrustful of
him.
I mean,
it
whatever.
Was just, it was jealousy.
Yeah.
It was jealousy throwing sands into the sea, swimming through sick lullabies, choking
oh
on
God.
Her alibis. It's just the price
oh.
I pay.
Oh my
okay, I'm done.
Okay, you stop.
I was like, I wonder how long I can go until Danae is like, oh, fucking A.
Yeah.
I was thinking Mr. Brightside, if anyone's wondering. But it was literally jealousy is
that's
where it was stemming from.
So weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she was going into his email because this is the time when people are still like communicating via email. Like, you hear people communicating via email now and you're like, what are you doing?
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it was like normal at that time.
Okay.
And then social media at that time, MySpace.
MySpace.
My profile song for I think 3 years was Perfect Situation by Weezer.
You
it's
only
fine.
Had one song?
Yeah.
Oh, I changed mine.
Oh, I changed it all the time. But I'm saying like that was like
the main one.
The main
you
one.
You went back
yeah.
to that one?
Yeah.
Stand I had a lot of emo songs.
Yeah. Oh, you get ready for the wedding. There's a playlist.
I think my MySpace is still like around if MySpace is a thing because I made
no, we tried to look
email.
Into ours. We looked up yours too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we couldn't find anything. Yeah.
Okay, it's been wiped. Thank
mine was
God.
Too,
that's
yeah.
embarrassing.
Mine's probably like, I'm Kim, I'm 19, I'm different. It's like, no, you're fucking not. Like, you are, there's
literally every
you
single
You are
girl.
The same. Oh, you're trying to figure yourself out? So is everyone else.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, she was like checking his MySpace, like looking through his messages and stuff like that. And I say MySpace because it wasn't like Facebook at this time. Anyways.
Yeah, it's like,
so yeah, she was just seeing who he's talking to and stuff and was just super possessive, like in a way too obsessive way. But she wanted to know who he was talking to, all the stuff. Like he'd be texting, she's like, who are you talking to? And he's like,
my mom.
I'm talking to Mary or whatever. I made up a name. And she's like, his Mary. And he's like, part of our Bible study. Psycho. So homegirl did not care what his fucking friends thought.
Okay.
Homegirl was like, I only care what Travis thinks about. Which to a certain extent,
sure.
to a certain extent, I get that. But what I'm telling you right now is if you and me didn't get along, which we got along I think, 5 seconds into first talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's concerning, and that should be concerning to you if you're not getting along with, like, his people. But her thing was like, I don't give a shit. Fuck all them.
Oh.
Do you care about me? And he's like, yeah, I care about you. But one of his friends was brave enough, and they just told her, I don't think this is a good relationship. And she's like, I don't really care what you think. It's about what Travis thinks.
Oh.
And, like, if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, okay. And I'd, like, probably leave because I'm ridiculous. But I think it's nice the friend tried to, like, be like, hey, you know, like, kind of give her.
Maybe, like, change some things.
Yeah. You know, try to.
So obsessive.
Yeah, exactly.
Give the man some space.
So later that weekend, after, like, all the friends were like, hey, we're not really super comfortable with her, whatever, he waited till she got home and he broke up with her. Which is kind of unfair to do it over the phone.
Kind of rude.
Yeah. But this was just the beginning of, like, a tumultuous bullshit.
Okay. And this was fairly, like, new into the relationship. And
I say that's bullshit, but it could have been for safety reasons. So I don't want to say, like,
sure,
that's bullshit, because, like,
we don't know.
She could have taken it really bad, so it could have been for safety reasons or whatever. But they would break up, get back together, break
one
up, get back together. And at one point, he proposed to her, and she's like, no.
She said, no, this bitch.
Yeah, so it was just, like, an on-off relationship. But she
wanted that. Like, ultimately, that's what she wanted.
Which I'm like, what? Like, maybe it was, like, one of those things where they're fighting. She's like, you're an asshole. And he's like, marry me. Like, even I'd be like,
now.
So during one of those off times, Jody tells Travis that she had a stalker. And she's, like, really worried because she's getting all these emails.
Oh, God.
Does this remind you of someone we know? That was dating someone we know and was saying that someone was stalking them. And we were like,
what?
Okay. So she was, like, telling Travis, she was like, I have a stalker and he's staying outside my house and he's sending me all these threatening emails. And he's like, oh my God, I'm so worried about you.
Let
oh
me
my
come
God.
Save
yeah.
you.
Yeah. She, and, like, they were wondering if her motivation was, like, to get him to move in with her, or if she was trying to get him to be worried. And I'm shocked you're not remembering who I'm thinking of. Okay, won't let me type anything.
That's manipulative.
Oh. That's immediately what I thought of.
Yeah. Oh my God, I completely forgot
but
about
that. Was like, I have a stalker. I'm so worried. I should probably move in with you. But he was like, I'm really worried. And their friends are like, okay. Like, you don't think these emails. And she would, like, send him the threatening emails. They're like, you don't think this sounds.
Like, it just conveniently started happening.
Yeah.
At a time where she wants you back.
Uh-huh.
She wants you to, like, move in with her.
And they were like, nobody knows her motivation, if that's what she was going for. Or if she was trying to get his attention, or she's trying to get. And they're like,
it's manipulative, like, if that was
regardless.
The case.
Yeah. But if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, and I'll mention
and
that later.
He is also like a good guy, right? So he's like, oh my gosh, I need to protect you.
I think he was mostly a good guy. Yeah, and I think his was like, oh, I'm worried about her. But, like, guys were like, but his friends were like, dude, this sounds like her.
It sounds like her. Yeah.
So stupid. So, Danae.
Oh my God.
She lived in California, right?
Right.
And, like, they lived 4 or 5 hours away.
Yeah.
Well, she just decided to move to Mesa, Arizona without telling
him. Closed my eyes and spun around and picked a place on the map, and it was Mesa. Can you believe?
In the movie, she was like, I'm not here for you. I'm here because I like the town.
We're twin flames. If she knew that term,
that's another podcast we need to get into. Anyways, but she ends up moving to Mesa, Arizona, does not tell him, does not run into
him.
She doesn't tell him.
She just fucking lives there and, like, and they're still talking, kind of. And
you know, they say at points they weren't talking, but they were at
this
some
might
points.
Have been the off
so
period.
This is one of this. What? So this is what's confusing. Okay. Anyways. Okay. So Jody had a weird relationship with her family. It didn't seem like they were close, but it also seemed like they didn't hate each other. Does that make sense? It's kind of like,
sure.
Like, I don't think she was super close to her family, but I think, like, they still, like, had her back.
They weren't, like
if they
estranged.
Needed to. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. So, basically, she just told her family that she's moving to Mesa, Arizona because she's going to marry the guy she's gonna marry this guy. And they didn't give a shit. They were like, okay, Joni.
Did her family think that it was problematic?
They don't talk about it.
Or they just never
bring
knew.
Up the family. They just okay. like, she, it's known that she told her family she's moving to Mesa, Arizona because she's totally gonna marry this guy. And they're like,
okay, bet you are.
Yeah.
Wow.
So obviously she was delusional. And she decided after a while, she was like, you know what? I'm gonna go surprise him.
Oh no.
And let him know that I moved to Mesa, Arizona.
Oh my God.
And I laugh because this is so uncomfortable and I can't believe this shit happened. So when I laugh, it's not because it's funny. It's because I'm so uncomfortable. So she goes over to his house and she noticed he had someone over. Uh-oh. They were not together, for the record.
It was working.
And he like had a date or something and she was over at the house.
Oh.
Danae, how did she know this?
Probably from like stalking the girl too.
Looking in the windows.
What?
Walking around the house looking in the windows.
Why would you do that?
Do you not walk around your ex-boyfriend's house and look at his windows? This is normal shit, okay?
Like, what if he saw you? What if you made eye contact?
That is the least of her worries.
She's like looking through the window and then he like looks over and sees her looking in the window.
So he kind of finds out, oh, this is the least of her worries.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, what I told you earlier and you're like freaking out, I'm like, calm down because it's going to get weirder.
Okay.
So he was like, I'm going to stand my ground and stand up to her. Okay. But he never did because she kept breaking into his house. Because
she was the three-hole wonder.
And that's what three-hole wonders do, okay? We break into houses. I'm totally kidding. I really hope my mom's not listening. I'm joking. Anyways, my favorite part of this entire thing is, do you know how she would break into his house? Like, she had the codes and everything. But her favorite method to break... I'm getting comfortable
with
this
one. She had a favorite method?
Yeah. Her favorite method to break in was going through the doggy door.
Oh my God. What?
Like a goddamn freak.
Why would go through the doggy door? That? That is so embarrassing.
I don't know, Danae. Like I'm saying, this is like we're gossiping about a friend.
If you have the code, just use the code.
No. Doggy door. He had roommates too. So I'm sure they were also like, so keep that.
Well, that's also weird because you don't know when the roommates are home. How weird would that be? You're like halfway through the doggy door and they're
wanna
like,
pull me through?
Making dinner. And you're just like, let me back right out.
Hey guys. Like, what? JJ's here. I'm just kidding. Anyways. But
that's so awkward.
Like I'm saying, a lot of this sounds like we're gossiping about one of our friends, but we were never friends with her. So either way, he wasn't really standing his ground. And she would break in, which is illegal, and then they would hook up and bang and whatnot. Because his fear of her breaking in, right here, his getting laid.
So high. He's like, priorities.
As far as I can move my hands up. It's like spirit fingers.
Men.
Yeah. And at one point when he found out she moved to Mesa, Arizona, she's like, I'm not above anything. Please help me get a job. I can clean a house. So I bought her a sexy maid uniform and had her clean the house.
Sir, I'm going to need you to relax. Like, can you not?
And I say, sorry, another story, because there's a lot of these.
What the fuck?
So Travis started dating this woman named Lisa, who's also the same faith as him. And Lisa was hanging out at his house one night and they're watching a movie. And they, like, passed out, kind of. But, like, they were hearing noises outside.
Rummaging through the dog door.
They were heard.
It must be.
They just heard noises outside. And Travis, like, I got this. He goes out. And Jody's just, like, looking in his windows.
Pops up through the trash can.
I was just
looking for something. Like, girl.
But, like, how fucking terrifying would that be if you, like, go outside your house and your ex-girlfriend's like, what are you doing? And you're like, oh, my God, we're not together. But, yeah. And the next day, Lisa received an anonymous email from somebody calling her basically a whore.
How did she get an email?
There were so many, like, you are a whore in the eyes of Jesus, you know, like, because she was, like, Latter-day Saints. So she used that stuff against her. And it was, like, they don't know who sent it, but... Like I said, if it looks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And, you know,
did Jody know about her?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, Jody also received these crazy anonymous emails from somebody threatening her. So that's where I'm like, hold on.
So too obvious.
Yeah. And you know, because she was like, "You're not married to this man. Why are you staying the night?"
Oh my God.
And Lisa wasn't even like sleeping with them. She'd like pass out because they were like watching movies.
Chill out.
But they don't have any proof that that was Jody.
But like, who else would it be?
Exactly. So, she would do stuff like this when he would stay at Lisa's house. She would go slash his tires. And
oh my God.
He was pretty sick of it at one point. I mean, I would have been sick of it too. From day one. And yeah. He was like, you need to move back with your grandparents. Obviously, Mason's not working out. Like, you're not doing much. And she does. She moves back to California. She moves on, like, with her grandparents. And she started dating another guy that works for PPL. And his name is Ryan.
To make him jealous.
Who knows if she was making him jealous. Oh, yeah. Ryan was a good-looking guy. So, okay. It was, like, not crazy. And he lived in Utah. And he was also of the LDS faith.
Okay.
And she kind of started seeing him. And Travis also moved on. And he went to a Latter-day Saints singles night. And he met a woman named Mimi. And Mimi was perfect in his eyes, but she just kind of saw Travis as, like, a friend. But Travis is like,
friend zone.
Oh, it's fine. It's okay. Fine.
He's like, I'll win her over with my salesman talk.
With my motivational speak. I'll speak about my dick.
My dick.
My dick. Anyways. So, basically... So during this time, Travis, you're still giggling.
Sorry.
So this time, Travis was still communicating with Jody.
Travis.
And they were like sexting and stuff like that.
Sexting.
And she was still, and she was dating someone else too. And he was kind of like into Mimi, but like Mimi was still like,
she was like friend zone.
Yeah, friend zoned him. And, they were, like, calling each other, having phone sex. And, in fact, Jody recorded the phone sex conversations that they would have.
Oh, my God. That's
and so one funny. Of the things he said was, like, I'm going to try you to a tree and fuck you the shit out of you. You know, like, hella romantic shit.
Okay. What?
Romance. But they even played it, like, and this is just a quick side note. They played it in the court proceedings. And I listened to it. I was cringing. I was like,
wow.
And this is before I was even like doing research for this case. Like, I know so much about this case. Yeah. I just like needed the specifics and stuff like that.
God.
So I do tell you these stories because I need to set the scene of kind of like how she's being crazy and like the stuff she's kind of doing.
Okay.
So it's stories like I said, like I feel like, you know, you and me like to be a little bit more professional, like be a little bit more. And it's kind of like we're talking like stories like, oh, crazy, like gossip. Yeah. But there's no other way to like do really do these stories except for like kind of tell what happens. And I do this because, you know, like to set up like she's a liar. She can't be trusted. And some of them are kind of funny, but some of them are like, but it's like dark after you kind of figure out what happened. So at one point she was living with her grandparents, and that's like right after Travis was like, will you please move back with your grandparents? Like, clearly Mace is not going well for you. And she's like, you're right. Let me move back with them. And it just says they had a huge falling out, and it doesn't explain why, and they were not talking.
Okay.
They were not talking, supposedly. Who knows? Because, like, there was a lot of times where, like, they're not talking, but they were sexting. And it's like,
right, yeah.
That doesn't mean you stop talking, yeah. Guys. Like,
they were, like,
the
for
fuck?
Real, for real, not talking at all.
So, Jody's grandparents had a burglary right when they went out of the, like, they went out for dinner. And it was so crazy. Jody was home.
She's
and
so scared.
Burglars broke in and they stole her grandpa's gun.
Oh my God.
That's the only thing they stole.
Dude.
So the dates are a little confusing, so bear with me a little bit. So like if you ask a date, I don't really know because it's kind of convoluted and all over the place, but I do, it makes it more clear like the timeline. So, but the dates are like the beginning of June.
Okay.
So... Jody decides to go see Ryan, who's located in Utah, and she goes to, like, rent a car. And they decide, they get her a car, and it's, like, a red car. And she's like, I can't have a red car. I can't do it. And they, like, are like, okay.
Okay.
Because red cars are a little more noticeable.
Sure.
So they give her a white car, and that's great. And she's on her way to go see her man's, Ryan. And she's supposed to arrive on June 4th.
Okay.
That is, like, what she said. I'm going to arrive on June 4th. Is quite a drive. So it's understandable that, you know, it's going to take her a little bit of time.
Okay.
But she ends up actually arriving on the 5th of June.
Okay.
Not crazy. Just a day later. Yeah. Maybe something happened. Who's to say? But her phone's off a lot of the time.
While she's traveling?
Yeah, while she's traveling. Yeah.
Why? Oh, wait. I guess this is kind of like before, like, we had Google on our
phones. It is 2008, and it's not... This is before Google Maps. We are not as glued... Like, I'm reading my notes off of a phone. We're not as... Like, she probably
had to print out directions from MapQuest at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go with that. That's probably why her phone's off. So maybe it
took her a little longer.
That's why her phone's off. Anyways.
Whatever. Seems weird, though.
So, that's kind of what her plan is. And during this time, she's, like, emailing Travis because they're just... friends, like maybe at some point they're gonna meet up because she's going through the city, but you know, who knows you know, who knows. Like, she would send him innocuous, like, you know, voicemails like, hey, what's going on, oh my gosh, hope everything's good, oh my god, I took the wrong turn, I drove for 2 hours,
I drove into your house, what, I just showed up here, it's
crazy. But yeah, she tells him a story about how she drove in the wrong way and blah blah blah. All that is strange. Why are you guys still talking? You're seeing Ryan. Isn't Ryan your man? You're
on your way to see Ryan.
Yeah. Why are you calling your buddy, good old buddy Travis, who you had a falling out with? Oh, God. So Travis at this point is still working for PPL. And they actually have a work trip that's supposed to be going to Cancun, Mexico. Ooh. Which Travis, using his yuck magic, got Mimi. And he was like, do you want to come with me to Cancun? He's like, it doesn't have to be a romantic thing. And you know what he was trying to
do. It's Cancun.
He's trying to... That's where I'm like,
yeah,
he's like, Mimi,
we're gonna
go
to Cancun.
Do you want to just casually, yeah? So no. It's PPL. They're going to
he's making the moves.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And Mimi, as any 20-year-old female, is like, fuck yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, I love Cancun.
Yeah, like who wouldn't?
Duh.
And he's really excited, and he had been working out because he was trying to look good in a swimsuit. And as much shit as I'd like to talk,
samesies,
but my knee turned into a douchebag. It's rough. Anyways, so strange thing about Mexico was, like, you're only going to these meetings if you're pretty active in the group. But he didn't show up to a convention that was not, like, long before this Mexico trip.
Okay.
It's just, like, really unlike him.
Yeah, because he's like, way up.
And I think it was like a conference like the day before, like really close to the Cancun.
He's like close to the tippy top of the pyramid.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, it was just like he was always really like Johnny on the spot, and like people were always able to talk to him. He was very like communicative.
Huh.
And Mimi also hadn't heard from him, and she's like, "We're literally going to Mexico tomorrow. Like what
hello.
The fuck is going on?" And da 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 da. And she hadn't heard to him. And they're like, she's in the community with a friend. So she's like, have you guys heard from Travis? Like, I haven't talked to him for a while.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we actually haven't heard from Travis. That's really strange because he's pretty well in communication with his friends.
Yeah.
So everyone is rightfully worried about him and what's going on with him. He's supposed to go to Mexico the next day. Why is he not communicating with Mimi? He really liked Mimi too. So like... Yeah. You would think he would be like, oh, Mimi, yeah, like Mexico, right?
Yeah.
So no one else has heard from him. So they decide to go to his house They had like the keypad and they were actually able to get into the house. But before they used the keypad, he had roommates. So they decided to just go to the door, you know, to talk to the roommates. Yeah. And one of the roommates comes to the door and they're like, have you seen Travis? And he's like, yeah, Travis is going to Mexico. Like, he's probably already left. And Mimi's like, no, he hasn't.
It's
like,
tomorrow.
It's not for a while, and I'm supposed to go with him, and we haven't communicated. And the roommate's like, that's fucking weird. And to me, it didn't sound like the roommates were super close. It was more or less like they all lived together, but they weren't like hanging out. He just knew he was going to Mexico, but he didn't know much more. But yeah, the roommate's like, that's scary, and he like lets him in. He's like, yeah, come on in, like. And he's worried, too, because he's like, fuck, that's not good. And he had been listening to loud music the last few days, just, like, kind of getting ready and, like, wasn't super around. And they go to Travis's room. And when they open the door, there's a disgusting smell permeating from the room. And they're like, oh, fuck. And there's basically a hallway into the room. And then around the corner is, like, the bed, the bathroom. It's like the master bedroom.
Okay.
And there's a big blood stain.
Oh, fuck.
And
the roommates didn't like smell this.
No, I mean, the door was closed. It was, like, when they opened the door. Like I said, they weren't close friends, so it wasn't like they were, like... He had been listening to loud music and stuff like that. The roommates felt really bad. Like, when you listen to the interview, they're like, no, and it's like, aw. Okay. Like, they weren't the assholes or anything. They just didn't, like, hang out.
It's just kind of weird that, like, the smell didn't, like, come
yeah.
out of the door.
Yeah. So, Mimi's like, I have seen enough.
Yeah.
I think I punched my mic. And she sees the bloodstains and she decides to go outside and call the cops. And the cops come and they investigate. And I guess, like, from the movie I learned, they were like, get out of the house immediately. Everyone out of the house. Which, yeah. And it is a very gruesome scene. There's blood fucking everywhere.
Oh, no.
Travis is in the shower dead in, like, the fetal position. And he's naked because he was in the shower.
Sure.
And there's just blood smears all over the walls. Oh, and it kind of shows that he tried to fight his attacker back.
Okay.
So investigators ask the friends. They're like, hey, who could have done this? And all the friends immediately are like, fucking Jody. Like, he had this psycho stalker ex-girlfriend. They went, like, who she wouldn't leave him alone. Yeah. Which I think that would be us, too. Would be like, check this person. And he was stabbed 27 times.
Holy shit.
His throat was cut from ear to ear. And he was shot in the head.
Oh, my God.
So he had a gunshot wound. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was determined that he died on June 4th.
Mm.
Kind of interesting little timeline when you're supposed to be there June 5th, right? And, you know, the friends and family decided to plan a... Breathe exercise. Just breathe in deep. Release. Okay. They decided to plan a funeral for him. And nobody invited her, and she ended up fucking showing up.
No.
To his funeral.
And she You were literally not invited.
I don't know if this part is true, but I think she asked to do the eulogy. I don't know if that part's true. That is one thing I heard, and I was like, interesting.
What?
Yeah.
Dude.
But again, this could be made up. So.
I hope so.
But she really, they were like, but they know she did it. They just didn't have the proof.
Yeah, like,
and that's the part that sucked is they're like, they're like, interesting that this happened, but like, they didn't have the proof.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they don't have anything that actually ties her to it. But like, really, who else in his life would do this?
Well, who's done this? This is not a fucked up to you and you're like, you know who did it, but like, this can't really.
This is personal. Like, what?
Stabbing is so personal.
And the overkill of, like, stabbing, slitting his throat, and shooting him.
It was too much.
Like,
what? So, she also kept calling detectives to tell them that she might have information that they need. Oh, and the detectives were like, oh, okay, well, this is, like, an active... Yes, like, a lot of people. She kept, like, inserting herself.
Fucking psycho.
So, they're like, they know to look into her.
Yeah.
But sometimes you need to see people's actions before you move in fully.
Sure.
And, you know, gather evidence because they're going off of,
like,
his
friends. Well,
they
have to go about it, like, very tactfully.
Methodically.
Yeah.
And so they look in the wash at Travis's house and they find bed sheets with bleach and they find a camera.
Oh, my God.
His camera. His nice camera. And it looks like somebody tried to delete some of the photos of the camera, but they got the memory card in it in the first picture. And, like, sometimes, like, have you ever deleted, like, a picture and you go in and it just, like, you have to delete it again?
Like, on a digital camera?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they only did the one deletion.
And
the memory card still worked. Sucks to suck. And on the first picture on the camera was a picture of Jodi Arias naked on Travis Alexander's bed. It is time stamped.
Oh.
And it shows the date and the time. And there's a few other dirty pictures, clearly of them, like, having sex. Ew. And all that fun stuff. And a few of the pictures are him in the shower.
Why is there a camera involved? Why are they even taking pictures? That's so weird.
Memorize this because we're not taking pictures. No. Like I said, that's one thing. I mean, like at the beginning, I know she likes photography, but this helped a lot too. Okay. So that's where I'm like, kind of important, kind of not, but like something to keep in the back of your mind. So, they have like pictures of him in the shower, and the picture he's like, doing a smolder. You've seen the picture. That's the
picture that I've seen. Like this, but he looks scared. In my opinion, it looks like he's like kind of surprised. I think
he
looks
like he doesn't know what's really going on. He's like, why is she like? He looks weirded out.
Yeah,
like I can see where you say scared. But and we'll include this picture because I think it's very important. It's like one of those photos, like the haunting last pictures of somebody, because these are the last pictures of him alive. But he just looks like, why? Like my thought is like, he's probably like, why the fuck is she taking a picture of me in the shower?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Or she's like holding the gun and she's taking the picture. It's kind of my thought is like, wait, what? You know?
So they see these pictures of him in the shower. And then the next thing they see is, and they're assuming the camera fell, they see pictures of the attack going on. Oh. And they see a picture of somebody's leg. Mm-hmm. So they literally snapped pictures of the entire assault. Not the entire, that was very exaggerated. But they snap a few pictures of the like actual attack going on. And she talks to investigators. They're trying to let her go and dig her own grave. And she's like, mm-hmm. did you guys find a sex tape? And they're like, no. So she's like, oh, they didn't find the pictures.
Hmm.
I mean, fun fact, people. I shouldn't say this. Investigators will keep shit close to the chest. Well, they'll answer you. Yeah, they're not going to tell you. They don't have to. They're trying to fucking figure out who did this shit. They're not
like strategies to get you to talk. And
so she's just like finding out information to like see what they know.
Yeah.
Like,
well, she probably thinks she's like smarter than them.
Yeah, and they found out the gunshot wound in his head was from her grandpa's missing gun.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. So they have her there. They have the timestamps. They even have pictures of the brutal attack happen. Oh, Danae gets so much better. Yeah, so basically what I said, yeah, they keep it close to the chest and they at one point bring her in for questioning and they're like, do you know this picture? And it's a picture of her naked in the bench. She's like, oh, yeah, that does look like me. And it's pictures of her fully naked and they like keep it covered up and she like pulls it out and she's like, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, I guess that kind of looks like me. And
oh my God.
Yeah. But it's definitely not.
Oh, okay.
But it looks like me. I can see why you did. And she at this point had dyed her hair back to her like original color. And the investigators end up talking to her new boyfriend, Ryan. And if you remember me mentioning earlier, the murder happened June 4th and she was supposed to meet him she was supposed to meet him that same day.
The 4th.
But she ended up showing June 5th.
Yeah.
And he was acting, and she was acting so normal. He's like, she wasn't acting like anything was wrong.
What a crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So you said she dyed her hair back. What color was it?
Her hair was blonde, like, throughout the relationship, and then she dyed it brown.
Oh, okay.
Who knows why she did it?
Sure.
I dyed it back brown because I was sick of the roots. Anyways, so there's a bloody handprint on the wall, and they end up doing a DNA testing, and it ends up being Travis's handprint. Mm. But they also find Travis and Jody's DNA mixed in that. And she tries the whole, like, yeah, I've had sex at his house a lot. My DNA is probably there. Which, to a certain extent,
sure.
But, like, not in that fucking handprint yet that much. Yeah. But, and she says to the investigator, she's like, if I killed Travis, I would beg for the death penalty. Which is so...
What a weird thing to say.
Why are you saying that, you goddamn weirdo? Anyways, so the cops are like, okay, we're booking her. Like, this is weird. And she asks if she could put on makeup before they book her for her photo.
What?
And there's videos of her. Did they let her? No.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
There's videos of her in the interrogation room and she's doing like handstands.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And she's like singing and stuff like that.
So bizarre.
And they're like, what? And fun fact, people, if you're ever being interrogated, they're filming everything you're doing.
Yeah.
So if you like admit to something, guess what? It's filmed. So
weird.
So this is crazy, right? It gets even crazier.
Oh my God.
So Jody's like, I want to be honest with the investigators. They need to know the truth. I'm sorry. I'm going to laugh because this is so.
Now. Okay. Yeah.
Oh no.
Sure.
I was telling Keith this and Keith was like, I'm sorry. What the fuck? And he like, cause he likes to ignore me sometimes. And he turned around and like paid attention to what I was saying. So she was like, I have to tell the investigators everything they need to know.
What stupid fucking
story. That's her right for them to find the rightful killers of Travis.
What?
When she was there with Travis. Yes, she did come over that night. But it's only because they were really good friends.
Oh my God.
And these ninjas broke in.
Ninjas? She did not say ninjas.
Yes. These people dressed in black, they were ninjas. They broke in and they were definitely after Travis. For and they what? Don't say anything. They're like, why ninjas. Were they after Travis? And she's like, I don't know. But they were after Travis. And they're like, why? And she's like, I don't know. So they why? Don't say anything. But they were after Travis. And they hit her in the head and she passed out. And when she woke up, Travis was like,
they took naked pictures of her. And then she was like, where are the silent ninjas?
Just so what? She gets knocked out. And Travis, like, she wakes up. And Travis is like, do you like my acting of it?
Yeah, no, it's good.
And then Travis is like, Jody, get help. And she's like, okay, I'll go get help.
Oh, no.
So.
What? That's the dumbest thing I've literally
She realized ever heard. One of the ninjas had all her information because they had gone through her purse. They knew her address. They knew her name. They knew her everything.
Goddamn ninjas.
Her hands were tight. Fucking ninjas.
Ninjas gonna ninja.
But they had all her information. That's really scary. Like, where her parents live. They knew she was. What? All this stuff. Oh. But don't worry. She fought off one of the ninjas.
Okay, good.
Thank God.
Good thing she fought him off.
Yeah, because right when you pass out because you're knocked out, I'm sure you're ready to fight because this is an action movie ninjas. And you are John Wick.
Trained ninjas.
Yeah, trained ninjas.
Mind you.
And she didn't call 911. You gotta be understanding of this, Danae. Because the ninjas threatened her.
Oh my God.
And her friend was dead. But they knew where she lived, too.
Why are there ninjas?
And this is what she fucking told the investigators.
Why would you say that?
Because you're cringy as fuck and you're stupid.
So stupid.
So people were really investigated in this case because, again, they were two good-looking people. And the ninja story, I'm sorry, that was just...
What?
Top motherfucking notch. But when this goes to trial, she shows up and she has like mousy brown hair and like bangs and like frumpy clothes. They like make her like look kind of like a...
Like a dork.
Yeah, like a dork. Yeah, that's the best way to put it. Because they're like...
What did they call her? A three-hole wonder.
A three-hole wonder. She was not a three-hole wonder. She was a... She
loves books.
She was...
And fighting off ninjas.
She was a ninja fighter.
Yeah.
Who wore frumpy clothing.
She did what was best for Travis.
Yeah. Which was fighting off the ninjas after she had just passed out and been knocked out.
So ridiculous.
So they're trying to just make her look like she's innocent. And I'm sure it drove her crazy because you know her. She's like, I'm a sex pot. And they're like, well, today you're fucking not. You're going to look like this. And she had like bangs, but like a few of them. Just like three.
Ew. Like chunky bangs?
You wait till I will show you. You'll see our post.
Chunky bangs.
Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram. Anyways, it wasn't even chunky. It was like very like light. It was like very light sweeping of bangs. It was bad.
Okay.
And so the investigators were like, all right, this bitch is crazy. So what they put together was that she, on her trip, decided to go see Travis Alexander because she's obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And... they had hooked up because they don't think he was getting this anywhere else, which is totally makes sense.
Sure. Yeah.
So he had her over when she was on her way to go see her boyfriend, Ryan.
They hooked up.
They hooked up. And then
well, that's how probably she got in. She's like, let's have some steamy sex.
Yeah. And she decided to take pictures. Okay. And she dropped the camera at some point, took pictures of the thing. They think she stabbed him 27 times. They pulled him into the hallway, slit his throat. And shot him. Fuck? That's what fucking happened. And like, that is what happened.
What, like, because it was like,
why did it happen? No one can we don't
have,
know.
Or like, if she can't have him, no one can, kind of thing. Like, and what's her like motive?
There is no known motive, but I'm thinking you're kind of hitting the one on the head. Like, you know, she liked him so much.
You're not going to be with me. You're not going to be with anyone.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, her story changes. And she's like,
ninjas?
It wasn't ninjas. I had to kill him. He was a really abusive boyfriend, and I could never escape from him. And he was working out to go in Mexico, and he beat the shit out of me.
Visited him.
Oh, you just wait. You just wait. And then she says, that night, that day, she was hanging out with him. He was, like, laying in bed, and she, like, saw him masturbating. And she, like, came closer and saw he was, like, masturbating to a picture of, like, a 6-year-old child. And she's like, so not only is he an abusive boyfriend.
No, he wasn't.
Danae, it's only going to get fucking worse from here. She was like, abusive boyfriend. He was masturbating to a child. The man is dead. He doesn't have ways to speak to himself.
And that's
and she said,
so not true.
She dropped the camera and he attacked her and she blacked out and she just woke up like, oh my God, I killed
After he took sexy photos of her? That makes literally no sense.
So the next day, oh my God, this part makes me mad because like I was a victim of abuse. The next day after all this stuff happened, she wears a fucking shirt that says survivor.
Girl.
She comes to court with a shirt that says survivor.
The audacity.
The audacity. You are the reason why women are not believed.
Why would your you
bullshit
do that?
Is the reason
why.
Why
did they let her do that? Why did her like legal?
I don't know, but she was like, yeah, I'm wearing a survivor shirt because he was abusive.
Oh, wow.
This is why people don't believe victims a lot of the time because that is so bullshit stupid. Like this. Yeah.
First it was ninjas. Now you're trying to say this man is a pedophile and like
slander. And then he attacked you. And then he attacked you because you dropped his camera and he tried to kill you and you did it in self-defense.
Should have thought this out better.
Oh my God, right?
Like, yeah. What are you doing?
So when they were deciding her mistrial, no one could agree. So it became a mistrial. It became a mistrial. Like during the sentencing.
How
can
no one agree? It's like so obvious that she did it.
And they have to redo it. So luckily it didn't end in a total mistrial. But like the sentencing did. So they did it again. And the judge, essentially, it's very confusing what does happen. I just know the first one was like a mistrial just on her sentencing.
Okay.
And the judge is essentially like, oh, well, she gets life in prison. She's not getting parole.
Okay. So then they found her guilty.
She appealed it so many fucking times and the appeals never worked.
Good.
And she is in jail to this day. And I hope she motherfucking rots. But in the spirit of Chris Watts, the amount of men who have been sending her letters
really
like, is crazy. She
people are so desperate.
She's like, pretty. She's not that fucking like ridiculous that you need to throw away your life for her. But yeah, she's in jail for the rest of her life because for what fucking reason?
Yeah.
You both had been moving on. Just move on, girl. Oh like, what are you doing? Okay.
That's crazy.
So this is a story that I thought was way too popular for us to share. Like, I was like, Jodi Arias, everyone knows it. No, no, no.
I didn't know all the details.
That's great. And that's why I immediately put this to the top of my pile. I had like two other ones and I was like, oh God. So the other day I was like filing stuff and I saw the name Jodi Arias. I thought it was something very close to Jodi Arias. And I was like filing stuff away. And I was just like, oh my God, guys. I thought the name was Jodi Arias. And everyone was like, who's that? And I'm like, Jodi Arias? And everyone's like, I literally don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I was just like, what? And like one of my coworkers was like, isn't that the one who killed her boyfriend? I'm like, yes. So we go to lunch. And I'm like, guys. And I was telling them the story. And they all listen to true crime. And Jamie was like, I don't even know who that is. And I'm like, oh. All right, well, I thought this was a little popular to share, but I'm gonna share it because none of y'all know the story.
Wow.
But it's crazy. This Dude. Is what happens when you guys don't listen. I guarantee his gut was probably telling him something was up and he was not listening to it.
That's so scary.
This is why you need to be so careful about the people you choose. Like, I know people are like online dating and I know that's like a huge thing, but guys, you have to be so fucking careful.
Well, and like they clearly had like an on and off relationship for like several years, and like
toxicity is real. Be so careful.
Yeah. Oh my God, what a crazy. Yeah, I knew like I had seen like, you know, the photos of like
the night. It was the salacious headlines, but it's like
really horrible.
But when you hear the story, you're like, you feel so bad for him. Because what I'm thinking, this is just opinion based, so keep that in mind. I don't think he probably dated a lot. So I think he might have thought, like Travis Alexander thought, like crazy stuff like this was normal.
Maybe.
And he just didn't know. And that's what's really scary. Yeah. Is like, I feel like maybe he just didn't know that like this was extremely toxic and his friends tried to warn him. But you don't know. Like, yeah. Nobody knows. And that's what's, like, really sad is, like, he seemed like he had a lot going for him.
You never think that that's the route someone is going to take, right? Like, you're never like, oh, this person is being kind of obsessive and, like, it's a toxic relationship, whatever. But, like, you're, I don't know, like, that's not really the jump to, like, oh, she's probably going to kill me. Like,
yeah, you never make that jump. It's just, like, to me,
he wouldn't have invited her into his home if you thought that.
I just feel so bad for people that are stuck in toxic cycles and they don't understand it.
Yeah.
And that's the part that gets me is, like, this just, it came out of nowhere.
You gotta be, like,
it came out of fucking nowhere and it didn't need to happen.
Yeah, it didn't need to happen. And, like, there's no one to, like, blame for it. Like, I mean, it just sucks that it did and that he trusted her enough to, like,
let her into his house thinking nothing was going to happen.
And she, like, already had a plan. Like, clearly she knew she was going to do something.
So, something I did forget to mention. Thank you for reminding me. When she was going back to, when she was going on the trip, this was definitely planned because she had gas tanks of gas. So she wouldn't be seen at a gas station filling up her car.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
And that's why her phone was turned off.
Well, and she stole her grandfather's gun, like,
pinging off the towers. Well, yeah. But that's one thing, like, I forgot to mention is, like, when this happened, yeah, she had, like, gotten all these gas cans, you know, so she wouldn't be seen at gas stations and they couldn't, you know, really, like,
be I like, guess, here's where you were when you used your debit card.
Because
we've
seen
gas.
The stuff where they're like, they use the bank account, you like see a picture of them, but they didn't have that. And then her phone was turned off. So it's not like her phone was pinging off different towers. And the second she got to the main highway after killing Travis, she had turned on her phone again.
What a psycho.
Yeah.
That's just, it's so sad.
It's so sad. It's so sad. It's a sad story. But it's like, guys, you just, everyone be so careful. If your gut's telling you someone's not good for you, just listen.
Yeah.
Listen. Listen to your gut. Your gut knows.
That was insane.
But yeah, this... So the picture of Travis Alexander, I will include, it's not salacious or anything. It's,
no,
it's just a guy. It's a guy in a shower, but I'm going to include that because when this case is talked about, I think that's the most popular. And that's like on many of those like listicles where it's like the last picture of someone taken.
Yeah.
And
definitely seen that picture a lot.
Yeah. And I like kind of covering those stories because sometimes it's interesting to hear the one. And I know this is usually a pretty popular case. But the amount of people who didn't know about it, I was like, whatever, I'm covering it.
Yeah.
And I know, I even think like one of our podcasts, like we're never going to cover Jody Arias. Well,
there you go.
It's not as popular as I thought. So
Watch
Dirty Little Secret. It's top notch. I'm going to show you the striptease scene because you need to see it. It is hilarious.
Oh God.
But yeah, follow us on Instagram. We're going to post pictures of that. And we're just Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
You can also, if you have a story that you would like to suggest that we cover.
Self-care tips,
whatever anything. You need to do. Maybe you just want to say hi.
Yeah.
Email
compliment
us.
Compliment Denise sweaters. Sweater game is on point.
Look at Kim's engagement ring, you know, admire its sparkle.
You
can email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We're also on Facebook and we have a TikTok, so we need
socials.
To be a little bit more active on that, but you know, we're back, bitches, so
we're back.
All right, well, okay. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.